Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap, Friday, August 16th. Where were you today? We missed you.
Yeah, really. Well, probably rowing to work.
Yeah, lots of rain.
A big flood. I don't remember as many standing flood warnings as we've had within the next 24 hours. It's big.
And it's going to kind of ruin the weekend, too. I wish it would just rain on the weekdays.
Yeah, I know.
Guess can't make that rules.
We're having rain all the time now.
Yeah, that's true. So apparently there is something, an early bird is actually genetic. Scientists said that they were able to find, they said that there's a gene mutation that affects about 1 in 300 adults and makes them programmed to wake up before dawn and go to sleep around 8 p.m.
So they found that gene. Does 23andMe know about this, the DNA people?
They call it advanced sleep phase, and for the longest time they thought it was really rare, but a lot more people have it than not. And basically what this this advanced sleep phase is that your body naturally releases melatonin, and that's what makes you sleep. That's why you buy it over the counter. But for people who are early birds, it actually starts earlier in the afternoon than it does for people who go to bed later.
So it's the timing of the release of the melatonin.
Right.
From the melatonin gland, whatever it is.
And yeah, the big melatonin. They also said, well, while most of us relish in about 40 minutes of extra sleep on like the weekends or days we don't work, those folks, early birds, about 5 to 10 minutes is all they need. They're ready to go.
You know, I'll bet that there won't be early birds in the future because robots will have taken all their jobs, Chris.
I think so. What about that, Janie? Taking jobs away from us.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of studies that looked at Ask the People. If you were to be replaced, would you rather be replaced by an automation or a robot, or would you rather be replaced by somebody else? And what they said is most people find the idea of workers being replaced by robots or software worse in general than if their jobs were taken over by other workers. However, there is one caveat.
Right.
If you are replaced yourself, I'd much rather have be a robot than a human being.
I disagree with that. Any day I would rather know that another person was at least employed and having a job.
That is grand of you. But it really comes down to, they say it's really our instincts. They say that being replaced by a robot is less damaging to your feelings and self-worth. So in essence, you're replaced
by another human, they're saying that somebody's better than you. They're not doing the same job.
What did I do? It's kind of like being in a relationship and you're replaced by another beau.
I could see that. I could understand.
As you stalk your ex.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I think, where they're going with this one here. But it is interesting how, how that played out.
I kind of want a robot because I have a toolkit. And any robot that's been assembled can be unassembled.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Here's your robot over there in that pile.
Pumpkin spice spam.
Okay, let's move on.
It actually started as a joke a couple of years ago. Hormel, who makes spam, which we found out is what? Spiced ham?
It's spiced ham. Also, when you look at the label, I've never seen this before. Mechanically separated meat.
Yeah.
That's the first three words in the ingredient list. Oh, that's lovely.
Yes. Well, now it has a hint.
Robots are separating the meat.
And now it has a hint of nutmeg and cinnamon and other pumpkin spice flavors. They did it as a joke 2 years ago, and lo and behold, it's coming out this year, September 23rd. It will be available in Walmart and at Spam.com. As for the taste, many compare it to breakfast sausage and says it wasn't as bad as they thought it would be.
I guess, when you think about like baking a ham and then actually garnishing it and seasoning it and all that stuff, pumpkin spice would actually be a really nice seasonal flavor. I think it's just the whole canned. I just imagine the noise it makes, kind of like dog food when it comes out of the can.
I remember my mom would bake a ham and she'd put honey on the top and then cloves, little cloves inside of it, and those are all warm spices right there. The cloves, the cinnamons, all that. Latte stuff.
Hey, you just gave me an idea for the holidays on a budget.
What's that?
Open up a can of Spam, just put put a little cloves on the top.
And a piece of pineapple.
Pineapple, why not?
I think, isn't that on the label? They'll always have a piece of pineapple on your Spam.
Sure. This is interesting. You know, you've heard a long time the wage gap, that women basically make 75 cents to a man making a dollar doing basically the exact same job. This actually goes not only to making money, but spending money. A lot of products are targeted towards women. They're kind of universal products, but they cost more for women than they do men.
Is it like packaging or the color? Or
I don't know what it is.
Jenny was pointing out the razor thing, like when you shave your legs, right?
Yeah, it's a shaving cream specifically. It's like, you know, just because it's got some sort of smoothing thing and scent and colored lid and all this other stuff. It's like, I just need to shave my legs and I need to not be hairy.
Yeah, well, apparently women can use the men's razor to shave their legs. I found that out personally, Chris.
Yes, you did. Judy borrowed one.
That doll razor.
Yes. And that's the thing is in a men's and women's, especially the disposable ones, the blade's the exact same.
Yeah, what's the difference? Nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe
other
the
than
color.
Pink.
Maybe it's pink. Exactly.
It's pink and maybe it has a different grip. But
it's named a cricket or something.
Yeah, but do you really want to pay three times as much for a woman's razor versus a man's razor?
What about lotions and stuff?
Yeah, they say that's the same thing with lotions. They say that lotions for women cost about 11% more than lotions that are pretty much the same for men, too. The main difference in all of these things is the scent.
They add some sort of a feminine scent or
a man
scent. But, you know, the one that surprised me was shampoo and conditioners.
Yeah.
Women's cost twice as much as men's?
Yeah, 50% more.
I don't get that. You know, what's the difference between body wash, shampoo, and conditioner? And what do you call it? And soap.
Well,
is there a difference?
Soap to me dries me out.
Right.
Yeah, soap dries me out. The shampoo I could see using as body wash, but the soap definitely dries my face out.
The soap, I think it kind of hits it really clears the oils off your skin.
Yeah.
And I think body wash kind of leaves some of it in there.
Because
I don't feel as dry with body wash.
A lot of body washes seem to have moisturizer in
it. Yeah. But you know, it really comes down to what a dermatologist has said, and it makes a lot of sense here. You know, when you have skin allergies or reactions to a lot of products, and a lot of times it's the fragrance in it.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like the fragrance. She has reactions.
Right.
To it.
So if you don't use any fragrance in your lotion and your shampoo or anything, go ahead and go over to the guy side, save you some cash, because it's basically the same stuff.
That's why we smell.
That's it. Hey, drinking water all day, not the best way to stay hydrated.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? What? I learned about chugging water is not the way to do it. Sipping is the way to do it. Because apparently if you chug it, drink a whole glass of water, it'll just pass right through your body and I guess your body's trying to get rid of it or something.
Yeah, your kidneys are overtaxed. So basically when you intake water and your outtake, as I refer to it.
Yes, sir.
When you urine, if it is light yellow or clear, that basically means you're drinking too much water too quickly.
See, I've heard from working out, too, that you should be drinking enough water where your urine's clear.
Well, yeah, I think for working out is fine. But if you're just like sitting and doing nothing. I mean, working out, why I think you do that is to try and get some of the toxins out of your body.
Well, and that's what the color would be any toxins in the body.
But, you know, they do say that basically the Cleveland Clinic says that it's called overhydration and you're taxing your kidneys too much and you don't really want to, you know, tax out your kidneys.
People have died from drinking too much water.
They have. So a really good way to hydrate is to sip water or to add a little food because the water will be absorbed to the food and that will kind of make it linger a little longer in your system.
I think it slows down the digestion a little bit too when there's food in there. Right?
And then finally, we learned that your dog can finally get a job instead of sitting on the couch, passing gas.
Put this good boy to work.
Yeah. Hotels.com is looking for their first ever doggy reviewer to test out pet-friendly hotels across the world. They said over the past 2 years that demand for dog-friendly hotels has increased 62%, and more hotels are accommodating people that want to take their dogs with them on vacation. So much that even Hotels.com has added Best for Pet as their guest Loved by Guests Awards, which kind of gives star credence to these particular hotels. So they need a dog to go review them. So they're going to basically, between now and August 25th, you can enter your dog by visiting the Hotels.com Instagram page, uploading a picture or video of your dog, tagging Hotels.com, and including the hashtag #CanineCritic.
Okay.
And they could win basically 10 free hotel stays anywhere in the world. You go, and you unfortunately have to write the review, but your dog gets to go along.
That's interesting. I wonder what's changed demographically. Is it older folks traveling with the little doggies or something? Maybe because
my friend has a chocolate lab, and she likes to take it with her. She just took it up north. It's like a 40-50-pound dog. And, you know, we were talking about going somewhere for Thanksgiving, and I mean, I love her dog, but I didn't think that's what she meant. And then she's like, yeah, and then when sugar, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, gosh, you want to take the dog for 4 days.
I really think the mindset of what a pet ownership has changed, just even in my lifetime. Like when I was little, dogs were there were workers in the field and the farm. And, you know, the older generations, like my parents and grandparents, you know, it wasn't a loved thing that stayed in the house. The dog never came in when I was a kid.
It was outside, all the time on the porch.
Now dogs are in. I mean, you see dogs in strollers.
I mean, yeah. It's people are really changing, and I think that's what it is. Yeah. Just people are really changed how much dogs and cats and pets mean to us.
I said on the air, I remember 20 years ago traveling with Henry, our dog. It was so hard to find a hotel.
Yeah.
We called it Diary Van Frank, where we had to sneak Henry in at night and bring him out at first thing in the morning so nobody would catch him.
And hoping, please do not bark, Henry.
Yeah, please
don't bark.
Good boy. Good boy.
There's our show for today, Friday, August 16th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
AB, see you.
Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.